next guest presents us with details of his latest work. His new book, Newsreel, A View Through the Lens When... by you, Tim Ortman, Emmy Award-winning producer and more. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Working at least 35 years as cameraman, producer for every major U.S. television news network and foreign press corps. You understand, I imagine, firsthand the television news production process with your shooting, lighting, editing, writing, story editing, and producing. And have times changed over the last 35 years before we get started, Tim?
Perhaps a little bit. I think certainly the book looks back at a time where I like to think was the golden age of network news coverage, and there's still a wonderful job being done by the networks and number of print publications. But yeah, there's a lot more people covering news these days, so it's a more crowded landscape than what I write about.
Yes, and again, that front row seat you had during significant events such as the from war revolution, you covered the Olympic Park bombings, presidential election elections, and more. So let's get into your book, Newsreel, A View Through the Lens When... What do you share with us? What's your premise?
Well, it's a memoir about my time spent as a young NBC staff cameraman as part of the Foreign Press Corps based overseas, and takes place mostly during the 1980s, which was a very tumultuous time in international news coverage. And throughout that whole time, I really developed an incredible sense of camaraderie working with the other dedicated men and women who, like me, covered news. And I felt supremely proud to be part of the NBC News team and the greater broadcast news business. And but when I went to write the book, I wanted to do more than just write a memoir. And given the climate that we're in today, with all the media bashing, I think, and it offered me an opportunity to perhaps remind the reader that in a free society like ours, a really strong and independent news media is a really valuable tool and a good asset for us as a free society.
Awesome. Let's talk about some of the specifics that you cover in your work, such as talking about, well, how fake news is an artificial term. What do you think here?
Well, as it's applied to the TV networks and, for example, the New York Times or Washington Post, I don't buy it. I don't subscribe to that. I think, you know, I titled the book Newsreel, spelled R-E-A-L, to kind of address this fake news phenomenon head on. And I think oftentimes it's a label that's applied to a story that at its core is truthful, fact-based reporting, but is perhaps not very complimentary. And so the label fake news is labeled in an attempt to kind of make it a smokescreen or distract the viewer or the listener or the reader and look elsewhere and move on, when in fact that story, its roots are true, but that doesn't make it fake. And truth can be a bitter pill to swallow sometimes, but that's the part of the news media that's so valuable. They need to look for answers and shine light on things that are sometimes not that flattering.
My notes tell me you, in your book, you don't consider Twitter or Facebook news organizations considerable here?
Well, if there is fake news out there, I believe it's alive and well online, where oftentimes you have anonymous people posting these news or these things that are masquerading as news reports. So that's, and it can be perpetuated through algorithms. There's no real journalistic delivery. So yeah, that's where I think we get into danger when you're tweeting or you're just posting news. You're regurgitating news. You're not really reporting it. And for me, that's a dangerous place to be. And so if there was going to be fake news, I would. And I think, you know, Facebook has been caught with the recent Cambridge Analytical scandal. So there is some danger online. But I don't think that the traditional bedrock news media is making anything up. I think they're doing a wonderful job of reporting the facts, just as we did in the book.
Tim Ortman with us, Emmy Award-winning producer, author of Newsreel, R-E-A-L, A View Through the Lens When, ... Take me to a piece of your past. What is a memory you write about?
Oh, there were some wonderful, very historic stories. I remember we had bureaus everywhere throughout the world, so we were very global, but we were also very agile. We were very nimble, so when news broke, we could mobilize and get wherever it needed to be very short notice. And that was the case in Ethiopia. There was the BBC had broken a story about a massive famine of almost biblical proportion that was sweeping across North Africa. So we, the NBC News team, myself included, mobilized and got there. We were the first American crew on the ground and made our way into Addis Ababa, and then had to try and find out how to get to these afflicted regions that were extremely remote. And we did. We found a bush pilot to fly us up there and made arrangements to get the material out and to a neighboring country and satellite it out back to New York. But when we traveled to these camps, these kind of makeshift refugee camps that had just sprung up to deal with this incredibly devastating famine, we were really ill prepared for what we saw. The suffering, the death, and the dying was everywhere. And people had crawled through the desert for days and weeks to try and get a handful of grain or some water to keep surviving. And no one had known about this. So when we got the word out, it really did shock the world, and a very benevolent society donated lots of money. And I think the United States donated over $400 million immediately. And the Live Aid concerts in Wembley Arena in London and Philadelphia were a result of that. And there was a huge outpouring of aid. And I think, upwards of 1 million people sadly perished from that, the disease and throughout that region. But it was an example I write about that where the news business really did, it was above politics and above any kind of political party affiliation, and made a difference, saved lives.
Yes. Today's fractured news landscape, you're right, has hundreds of channels, outlets for news. Is this necessarily a bad thing?
Anytime, you have to say change inherently is good, right? And anytime you give the consumer more options, choice, that's a good thing. And even if it weren't, you can't turn the hands of time back. We're not going back to where there were three powerful networks and that was that we owned the airwaves. So this is what we've got today, and we have to live with it and make the best of it. But it's not just three networks. There's a lot of different competition, all competing for the viewers' or listeners' attention. And when you have that many different outlets, you go from three networks to 300 channels, inherently you're going to have opinion or talk, and all of that sometimes is masquerading as news. So I think it's difficult for us as news consumers to decipher what's news and what's not. And I enjoy talk shows. I enjoy, listening to other people's opinions. But after so many years in news business, I realized that's not necessarily factually based reporting. That's somebody's opinion. So it's difficult. It's become more difficult for us as consumers to kind of distinguish between what is really news coverage and what's opinion.
What do you want us to take from your latest work, Newsreel, A View Through the Lens When, ... Tim Ortman?
Well, I think it's an entertaining look back at when news coverage was at its best, and not to say that there isn't that kind of journalism being practiced today. There is. It's a very firsthand look from a cameraman's perspective of what it was like to cover those stories, as you said, on the front lines of journalism. And if I hope that we as a society continue to seek out information, I contend that if we're the most powerful nation on earth, we should be the most well-informed nation on earth. So wherever you go to get your news, please go and get your news. And this is a look at how that news is was collected and still is collected today and how it's delivered. And although a lot of those things have changed in today's landscape.
How do we find out more information about your work?
I can be reached at, I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Tim Wortman Writer. And the book is available. Newsreel of You Through the Lens When is available on Amazon.com. And I hope your listeners enjoy reading.
Strongest memory of your time in news would have been what, Tim?
Well, I was... the headline back then was the war in Lebanon. We had troops, you know, the multinational force was there. It was on the cover of Time and Newsweek. It led every nightly newscast as the first story. It was a huge war, and I, as an impressionable young 25-year-old cameraman, had to be a part of that headline. I wanted to see that story firsthand. So I thought it was a simple, you know, good versus evil. The guys in the white hats were good. The guys in the black hats were bad. And it was my first taste of a real complex international story that had many twists and turns and many characters. And there were 82 different armies all vying for the same turf. So it was, and thanks to that camaraderie that I mentioned, I was able to kind of grasp the subtleties and the complexities of that international conflict. So, it kind of set the pace on how I view the world as a place, a shared place where we all kind of live today. And I know that there's bad guys out there who would want to do us harm, but I know that there's also, we have a lot of allies and a lot of people that are more similar to us than different. So.
Thanks, Tim Wortman. Your book is out, Newsreel. Take care.
Thank you very much, Shelley.